Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that the nation's trade gap narrowed in March as both exports and imports rose. U.S. exports rose a seasonally adjusted 2.1% from February to $193.91 billion, while U.S. imports rose 1.1% to $234.29 billion. The trade deficit shrank 3.6% to $40.38 billion. Exports in March were up 5% from a year earlier, and imports were up 5.9%. The U.S. exported more capital goods and industrial supplies in March and imported more consumer goods and food. Food imports rose by $1.03 billion in March. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending May 5th. The numbers look like this. 29% of the corn crop is planted versus 19% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 42%. Planting is 43% correct complete in Illinois and 20% complete in Indiana. Corn emergence 7% versus 3% last week, and the 5-year rolling average of 13%. 5% of soybeans are planted versus 3% last week, and the 5-year average of 11%. 29% of winter wheat is headed versus 18% last week and the 5-year average of 35%. Winter wheat conditions, good to excellent, 31%. That's down 2 percentage points from last week. Fair, 31%, and poor and very poor, 38%, up 4 percentage points from a week ago. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA the cancellation of export sales of 100,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Spain and 120,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations. Both of those shipments were slated for the 2013-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,463. It's down 66 points. The NASDAQ 41.24, down 13. The S&P 500 is 1876, and it is down almost, well, now it is down 8 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's forecast continues to promote a wetter bias in the northern U.S. plains and upper parts of the Midwest as we move forward through a big part of the coming week to 10 days. The precipitation will occur often enough while temperatures are mild to limit the amount of field work that can occur. Today may be one of the drier days across parts of the northern Midwest, but there will still be scattered showers across the region. And the same will be true in the northern plains, with a little bit of a break in their weather expected to occur mostly as we go from late Wednesday, more likely Thursday, into Friday. There will be enough drier weather during that period of time and some warming that they may actually be able to get into some of their fields in that part of the country and get a little bit of field work done before more rain comes in over the weekend and into next week. In fact, even in the Midwest, our weather is going to deteriorate somewhat over the weekend and next week, with a couple of weather systems expected to impact the region. But before we get to that point, the lower parts of the Midwest will see showers and thunderstorms as a cold front begins to work its way across the region. That frontal system will cross the Mississippi River as we get into Wednesday night and Thursday time period, and at that point we'll likely see some shower and thunderstorm activity beginning to occur from Missouri into Illinois. The precipitation initially is expected to be light, but there will be some localized strong thunderstorms embedded in a line that will likely form as time moves along, and the precipitation will probably be most significant on Thursday rather than Wednesday Wednesday night. Wednesday night's precipitation will be mostly in Missouri, whereas Thursday it'll be in Illinois and headed eastward across Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. And there may be some locally severe thunderstorms possible, some hail and some damaging wind. We could see rain totals in some of those heavier storms, perhaps getting up close to an inch, but a lot of the precipitation may not be quite that great. There will be a reinforcing shot of precipitation moving through the Ohio River Basin as we move from Friday night into Saturday, and that particular round of storms could just do the same thing all over again with some locally strong thunderstorm activity and some hail and some damaging wind, along with rain totals getting up over an inch from a few of the stronger thunderstorms. Once that little wave of precipitation moves through the eastern Midwest, we'll take a short-term break of a day, maybe two, and then we'll see more rain and thunderstorms coming into the lower Midwest as we move forward through the end of the weekend and on into next week. There will actually be two disturbances that will move through the Midwest as we go from late weekend into the middle part of next week. And each one of the disturbances will produce more rain and thunderstorms, and the last event will probably bring in a fair amount of cool air and finally dry out the region. But that's more than a week away. The temperature outlook across the majority of this Midwestern region is likely to continue to be somewhat on the warm side across the south. In fact, temperatures will be quite warm in some locations, getting up well into the 80s and perhaps reaching up over 90 degrees from areas from Kansas into portions of the Ohio River Valley. This will likely occur as we move forward through the next 2 to 3 days, and we will see an expansion northward of the 80-degree temperatures. Today it'll be mostly from Kansas to the Ohio River. Tomorrow we'll see the 80-degree temperatures reaching further north, reaching up into Iowa as well as most of Illinois, much of Indiana. And by the time we get into Thursday afternoon, we'll see temperatures over 80 as far north as southern portions of Michigan. The low temperatures at night will likely cool down a little bit, but not dramatically. We'll likely see a lot of low temperatures working their way into the 50s and lower 60s over these next few days, except in the far northwestern part of the Corn Belt where temperatures will be a bit cooler. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat does not have a bid. The contract did not open last night, and it still hasn't traded. July, 835 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. Soft May wheat, 725 and a quarter, up 4. July, 731 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. May corn, 501, down 2 and a quarter. July, 505, down 3. December, 497 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1460 and a quarter, down 11 and 3 quarters. July, 1451, down 12 and a quarter. November, 1221 and a quarter, down 6 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 482.60, down 6.50. May soybean oil, 41.10, up 12 cents. June live cattle, 137.80, up 27 and a half. May feeders, 183.55, up 90, and May lean hogs, 116.72 and a half, and they are down 17 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Eights Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Not a whole lot to chew on, I would think, about yesterday afternoon's crop progress, is there?
Well, Illinois is ahead of the five-year average at 43. Nationwide, we're ahead of last year. We're 29 versus last year at 11, but we're behind the five-year average of 42. I think Missouri is ahead of normal. Nebraska is normal. But as you go north and east, they're behind. But the big thing, I think, the reason we're down today is expectations are that the next 2 to 4 days we'll have a ton of planting going on. A lot of farmers can get their corn planted in 4 days. It's just the way it happens anymore. We've got guys in this area where we are done with corn that have got a third half their beans planted already.
So is some of that planting going to be going on in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin in the next few days?
Yes, we will have planting start in a lot of those places.
So make up progress there. Meanwhile, what do you see in the soybeans?
Soybeans, after the big move up over 15 in old crop, they've been pulling us down today. But you got to remember, yesterday they were down the old crop, but new crop was up. They were getting out of the old crop long, short new crop spreads yesterday. And the news out of China, the news around the world is that they're going to maybe not import as much. And we've got 4 to 5 loads a month coming here right now from South America to relieve our old crop tightness. So that right now is leading the old crop down. New crop's down some on possibly planting a lot more acres than last year of beans. So I think beans, if we can stay down today and not go back up like we did yesterday in some things, we could see the start of that trending downward.
So we're keeping a watch where about the $12 level in the November to see what we can see?
$12 to $12.10 there. We've been 16 low to 27 high in the overnight. There's people wanting to sell it in that 25 to 30 areas. And the old crop, if we can't stay above 60 in July, it's a negative sign, and we're clear down at 51 and been to 43 on that July soybean.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhar debates commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, $5.75, down 2.5. December, $4.98, down 2. May soybeans, $14.60, down 11.75. November at $12.21, down 6.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.